For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. That's the sound of a short story being printed on what looks like a long store receipt. It's being dispensed from a sleek black and orange machine.
Amen, John Henry.
And that's Michael Wayne, reading from the printed strip of paper.
The intention of the sun was high in the sky. The fields were hot and the earth was burned. The feet of the men were running in front of him.
Wayne is at the main branch of the Richland Library in downtown Columbia. Yes, he's surrounded by traditional books on shelves, but in less than a minute, he was able to select a 1, 3, or 5 minute short story, print, and then read. Richland Library recently received 3 short story dispensers from a catalog of thousands, about 80,000 to be a little more exact. Short stories from a range of genres are accessible at the push of a button.
It is an interesting combination of technology and traditional printed stories.
Tony Talent is Chief Program and Innovation Officer at Richland Library. He says the dispensers are allowing them to play a vital role in community building.
We want the library to be more than just the four walls that surround our shelves and our computers. We want to be in people's lives in new, interesting ways to promote literacy, to promote community building.
The dispensers will not just live at the library, but soon they will sit in different places across the city.
But you could be at the museum, or you could be in the waiting room of your doctor's office, or maybe at the water department, and you find an opportunity to be pleasantly distracted by literacy and a way to learn in a new way.
The dispensers are freestanding. They don't require Wi-Fi.
Embedded in the machine itself is a 3G cell signal, so it means that we could take these to an outside market on a happy day as long as there is a plug-in. All it requires is an electrical plug, so it's pulling from the database using 3G cell signal.
Richland Library is one of 4 across the country to receive these short story dispensers. The others are in Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Kansas. It's all a part of a program by the Public Library Association. It's the Fostering Creative Community Connections Project. The program is funded through the Knight Foundation. The goal?
How can you be a part of the library or what the library stands for, but maybe not be standing in the library or maybe not even at a library program?
Is to promote reading and creative expressions from diverse writers.
They're all self-contained stories. Some people might call flash fiction or micro fiction. The longest story, a 5 minute story, could be called a short story.
Currently, Richland Library has 3 dispensers, and they're all being tested at the main branch. But after this trial run, the dispensers will be on their way to venues in the community. If you search the hashtag #SetStoriesFree, you'll be able to track their locations and see how communities interact with them.
It is pulling from a database.
That database is maintained by the company Short Edition, a community publisher for short literature. The company puts online, circulates, and publishes everything you can read in less than 5 minutes. This September, local authors will get the opportunity for their works to be included.
Starting September the 25th, we will be a part of a national story writing contest that will allow local authors and regional authors to offer up their stories to be included in the database that will be dispensed through all of the dispensers throughout the 4 library systems in this country and beyond.
The intention of the sun was high in the sky, the fields were hot, and the earth was burned. The feet of men
so that more library patrons like Michael Wayne, or museum goers, or patients at the dentist, will have even more short stories to print and read. In Columbia, for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady.